This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to the sneaker, the athletic shoe as an investment. Marketplace's Sally Herships reports.
Chris Burns used to be an English professor. Then in 2011, he opened his Amazon store selling limited edition sneakers.
From November, from Black Friday in November to December 31st, I made $65,000.
Oh my God.
So I made twice my salary as an English professor. In 1 month.
And that was it?
That was it. I walked into the dean's office and I said, hey, man, I'm done.
Prior to that, Burns had sold sneakers on the weekends and at flea markets. He also had his own shoe company and would wear his designs to class.
The students would be like, oh, Professor Burns, you fresh. And I'd be like, yeah, you know.
Another thing Burns knows is who's buying sneakers, and he says it's not kids. You develop your taste when you're a kid, but you can only afford them when you're an adult. Like Ray Islam. He's 29, grew up in Brooklyn, and the pennies he's wearing are the whitest, most sparkly clean sneakers you have ever seen. He says he buys for love, but also a little for money.
I save them for a rainy day is what I say, you know, some catastrophe happens or whatever. And, you know, I know I got those. So if I sell those, I'll make, you know, $350 and I'll be fine, you know, so.
But he says there's another kind of sneaker investor out there.
Yes, there are other people where this is their primary source of income. I mean, for some people, this is a real investment for them.
To see that kind of investor in action, Islam and I head to Sneaker Pawn, a resale store on West 14th Street in New York. That's where we find Periante Biffle.
Did I see you with a bag?
Yeah, I can show you what's in the bag.
Yeah, let's see.
Sure.
Biffle buys and flips sneakers.
These are actually limited. They just came out about like 2 hours ago.
How did you get them so quickly?
That was like my day. I was there from sunup to sundown.
Waiting for those?
Waiting, yes.
The sneakers he has are Air Max Quarks. There are only 100 pairs, about $200 each. And they are already selling online for up to $800. Resellers can get a bad rep. But Ray Islam says it's hard to argue when you do the math. Take a pair of Yeezys, Kanye's sneaker line from Adidas. If you knew you could flip them and make a quick profit...
Who's not going to want to do that? Who's not going to want to spend a day in line and make $450? I could never hate on the hustle and hard work of somebody else.
While we're looking around, a teenager comes in. He wants to do a trade. 5 pairs of Jordans for 1 pair of Yeezys. The answer is no. But maybe he'll be able to afford a pair one day. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.